This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, I'm Shiraz Kutin, with me Tan Chung Han and Ku Su Chuang. Now, the latest news coming from the discussions out there in the Korean Peninsula about how to proceed with peace have been quite interesting. The Donald Trump, the U.S. president, has come out to say he will not attend those talks after kind of hastily deciding he would participate in talks. We have on the line Vasu Menon, Vice President and Senior Investment Strategist at OCBC Bank in Singapore. Thank you for joining us this morning, Vasu. What do you make of this decision? Does it have any material effect on markets?
Well, I don't think it's going to have a material impact on the markets. If you look at how the how indices on Wall Street performed last night, you know, the Dow is down 0.3%, S&P is down 0.2%. Those are not substantial material gains. In fact, stock prices clawed back some of their losses, you know, after posting bigger losses during the course of the day. So I think, you know, North Korea is not a new development. We've seen this sort of flip-flop happen, both with Trump as well as North Korea. And the North Korean saga has been with us for many, many years now. So the markets have gotten used to North Korea to some extent, the noise coming out of North Korea, the rhetoric coming out of North Korean leaders. You know, and this is all well telegraphed to some extent. And, you know, the cancellation of the summit has been talked about in the last few days. So the markets are prepared for it. I don't think there's going to be a big fallout. I think at the end of the day, bear this in mind, geopolitics does rattle markets short term. But what drives the markets eventually in the long term is really economic fundamentals and earning fundamentals. And I think those are still looking relatively good at this juncture.
It's because Singapore was going to be the host or the venue for those that summit. So maybe kimchi will not be the flavor of the month going forward. I want to ask you, Vasu, though, you know, this administration of Donald Trump, it said that that Trump has a kind of penchant for drama. That so much of the messaging coming out of the White House is about that. It's really about his personality. Have markets kind of come to terms with that?
I think the markets have, you know. I mean, because if you look at, he's been running the U.S. administration for almost 1.5 years now. And you've seen this sort of drama happen in the last 1.5 years. So the markets know that what Donald Trump says may not be what eventually happens. You know, he does have a penchant, as you said, for high drama. And this is exactly what we saw. I mean, he accepted the invitation from Kim very quickly. And he's also canceled the meeting fairly quickly, you know. So the markets have gotten used to it. I don't think the markets will be too rattled by what's happening. I mean, like I said, geopolitical developments will have an impact on the market if these developments have an economic impact. I think in the case of North Korea, you know, I don't see a big economic impact. The risk really is that, you know, there's a nuclear clash between the U.S. and North Korea, and I doubt that's going to happen because both sides know that, you know, the implications of that will be very, very serious. So they'll think many times before they press the button.
Vasu, let's talk about investment strategies then, because this whole debacle between the U.S. and North Korea, that is still a major risk, right? So on one hand, you've got Donald Trump canceling this summit but North Korea has just said, I don't know, breaking news here, that they are still open to meeting the U.S. So until we get some resolution to this, can we expect more of a risk-off stance in the markets? We have seen gold stage a bit of a rally since that announcement there. So is risk-off sentiment going to rule the markets for the foreseeable future?
Well, you know, I think the markets are cautious at this juncture. Not completely risk-off. You see volatility in the markets. It is not just the North Korean saga that's, you know, impacting the markets. You have the trade spat between the U.S. and, you know, China. You've got the Federal Reserve, you know, outlook for policy. You've got concerns about emerging market currency. So there are a lot of other things at play over here right now. So clearly, I think this is going to be the story for the rest of this year and perhaps even for the next 1 to 2 years. Volatility was extremely low last year, but this year volatility is back with a vengeance. And I think we're going to see volatile markets, but I don't think it's the end of the bull run. I think, you know, the markets have more upside. It's just that, you know, you may not be able to make as much gains as you did in 2017. But it's going to be a volatile, probably mild bull market.
Well, now that you mentioned it, Vasu, that this bull market must be in its, you know, very, very latest stages of this rally. Would this, you know, possible trade impasse with China derail this late-stage rally?
Well, you know, I think the impasse with China clearly is going to create volatility. Yes, you're right. This is a very mature rally. I mean, the markets have posted exceptional gains in the last 8 years. In 2017 alone, the markets posted very, very strong gains. But, you know, I think if you look at the economic fundamentals, you look at the earnings fundamentals, you look at the earnings revisions taking place among analysts, one has no choice but to believe that, you know, there's more upside. You may not see double-digit returns, but single-digit returns on the markets are still possible. As far as the China trade impasse is concerned, you know, I think that's going to be with us for a while, just like North Korea. It's not going to go away anytime soon. Given the penchant for high drama with Donald Trump, you're going to see rhetoric go to and fro. And I think the markets will eventually get used to it as long as you don't see that drama turning into reckless action. And so far, it's not.
Now, Vasu, you have outlined geopolitical risks. You have outlined the prospects for the market rally. You have mentioned volatility. How do you think central banks are going to react in the near term, given all these factors that you've outlined?
Well, you know, central banks are starting to talk about normalizing policy. If you look at the Federal Reserve's increased interest rates 6 times in the past year or more. Okay, and I think the latest Fed minutes clearly says that And the Fed says that it's appropriate for the Federal Open Market Committee to take another step at removing policy accommodation. So, yes, they are cognizant of what's happening on the global front as far as geopolitical risk is concerned. But I think they also recognize that they have adopted very loose monetary policy for way too long, and they have to start normalizing it. I mean, the good news is that they may not increase interest rates dramatically. There's no case for that because inflation is not hyper, it's not out of control. So you'll see interest rates go up, but probably in a more gradual fashion as central banks absorb what's happening around the world. But having said that, the economic picture warrants gradual rate hikes.
Thank you so much, Vasu. That was Vasu Menon, Vice President and Senior Investment Strategist at OCBC Bank in Singapore. I hope he enjoys his kimchi. We'll be back with more news and analysis. Stay tuned. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.